What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
One of our former partners joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You hear him on Guardians TV. I love listening to Rick Manning do color along with Matt Underwood, Andre Knott on that telecast. Rick, good to have you with us again, buddy.
Hey, Arch.
Jeff, hey, way to go, boys. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Yes, whatever it is. So there, by the way, what was with you? Cleveland, Milwaukee, from Niagara Falls. Did you not want to play in warm weather at some point in your life?
No, I never did. I never did, which is incredible because, you know, we used to play in the snow when I was back in Niagara Falls, and we did it here in Cleveland as well. I don't remember playing a whole lot of snow games in Milwaukee, but it certainly rained a lot too.
I got to tell you, Rick, when I think I sent you a picture last time I was up there. I was at the arena, and they have got your jersey in the Buffalo Hall of Fame up there. And then I got to tell you, I'm not lying. I actually searched out your street that they named for you in Niagara too.
Oh, so. Did you really?
Yeah.
You went over there to Military Road. That's where my high school used to be.
And so
they moved it though.
Did they do like a big ceremony for you on that? Because I get excited. I'm like, I know him. It makes me excited.
Yeah, we did a long time ago. I went down there, my wife and I, and yes, it was a big deal back then. But that was a long time ago.
You could be the only.
As a matter of fact, my brother was up here yesterday at the ball game. You know, they drove up from Niagara Falls just for the day to see the Phillies.
I think you're the only person I know that has a street named after him. Congratulations on that. That was better. Who needs Coopertown?
You got your own street in your own town. That's big stuff. How's a guy back when you broke into the big leagues as a young 20-year-old? How does a guy grow up in a cold weather place like Niagara Falls, get noticed, and get good?
Better. I had no choice. I mean, seriously, you go up and you grow up. You learn how to hop cars in the wintertime. You know what? You play all sports is what you do. Mm. You're seasonal. You know, when the weather's nice, you go out and play baseball. And if it's not, then you'll play football or basketball or hockey or something up there. So yeah, you just learn to play everything. You don't worry about the weather. But I'll tell you what, I don't go back there anymore. I'm out in Arizona now where it's sunny in the wintertime.
Nice. Good call.
Yeah, it is.
Rick, let me ask you this because you know, and I'm looking at some of these guys that are hurt that hopefully are going to be coming back soon. But the whole theory or the notion of taking infielders and making them into outfielders by the time they hit the bigs, just your thought on that, and do you think it works? I'm just curious.
Work for you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they did me. I changed in the minor leagues though. They didn't let me play short. I mean, they drafted me as a shortstop. They knew I could run. I played about 3 weeks of shortstop, and that was it. They knew they were going to move me, and some of the guys down there, Kuiper was my second baseman when I first started, and I'm sure he's got better stories. But, you know, I made a few errors. I made about 3 errors in one game when Dennis Eckersley was pitching. He wanted me out of shortstop. I mean, it goes back. So I learned how to play pretty much the outfield in A-ball and in the minor leagues for the two-plus years I played down there. But I never played center field until I got to the big leagues. So that was a little different. But you learn on your own. I mean, now they teach guys how to do stuff, and the game has changed because now they want versatility. They want guys to play two or three positions, which I can understand because, you know, as an extra man, they can try. I think that's why you see more guys playing often. They don't have as many everyday players as they used to have. We used to have everyday players, and you'd stick with that lineup. But now it seems like everybody has players that can play, you know, either the middle infielders or some outfield and all over the diamond. And, you know, if it works, it's great. And they don't like to call it a platoon system, but it is a platoon system,
yeah,
is what it is. And that started about 1983 with the Baltimore Orioles when they won the pennant in the World Series.
I keep going back to Mike Hargrove's great line, starters are starters for a reason. And it makes me wonder sometimes, Rick, I get the versatility, but does the versatility mean you don't have guys who are good enough to just start at their position and leave them alone?
Yes, I think it does. I'd rather have everyday players because that's what I'm used to, but I don't play anymore. I just sit and observe. And, you know, you put guys in position, and you know, sometimes it's not fair to the player, but the player wants to play, so he's going to do anything he can. You know, I want to play second. I want to play third. Don't ask that question to Rafael Devers, though. He only wants to DH now.
Wow.
But
isn't that something?
Yeah, I know. But with the versatility that's going on, it's tough. And, you know, guys are not going to get 500 at-bats other than Kwan, Ramirez, maybe Santana. Because Carlos is, you know, he's 39. He's still in good shape, but he needs rest probably more so than any of the other two. And now Arias is starting to turn a corner, and now he may be able to play. You know, hopefully they stay healthy because that's what they need. He's done a nice job so far, and he's going to be our shortstop, I hope, from now on.
Yeah, not only that, but, I mean, he hit in the two-hole the other day. Your thoughts on what they're doing with – I mean, Ramirez is now sitting in the three spot. And what
right.
– you know, someone's got to be there between Ramirez and Kwan now, and just your thoughts on what they need to do with that number two spot in the hole.
I'll tell you what, it's a great place to hit because both those guys, Kwan and Ramirez, it's a great place to hit, number two. I mean, you should get more fastballs, you know, and if you can handle it, boy, that would be a good place. If Kwan always seems like he's on base, anytime he leads off an inning, he's about a .380 hitter. So, you know, he's always going to be on base. And it's not that he's a big base stealer, but you may get a few more fastballs or better pitching to hit because you got Ramirez hitting behind you. So that makes sense a lot, you know. And you just got to find it. And, you know, I'm sure that it goes between left and right and left to right. It's nice if you have a guy that you can pencil in there and they can get used to each other hitting 1, 2, 3, and 4. Usually you'd like to have that, your top five guys always in the same place in the lineup. But that doesn't always happen.
Rick Manning joining us. You see him on Guardians TV calling the games along with Matt Underwood. Luis Ortiz yesterday. And the Guardians losing to the Phillies and not scoring too many runs in the last two games. But
yeah.
Ortiz goes out, Rick, and again puts together a good start. And now I think we're seeing the Luis Ortiz that they really wanted to get into this rotation. What's impressed you about him?
Oh, well, his ball's nothing straight. He's got a two-seam fastball that can eat up right-handers. He's got a nice little slider. He's got a changeup he's working. His problem sometimes when he pitched great last night. I gave up a solo home run, and that's it in seven innings. I mean, you can't ask for anything more. And the night before, it was the same boat. We had a great pitch game by Bybee, seven innings. So, you know, Bybee's the only guy to go seven up until last night. He went seven last night, didn't he? I watched most of the game. Ortiz is going to be fine. He's got a great arm. He fits into that rotation. He's going to get comfortable. I like him. I like him a lot.
Is it weird for you to watch a game on TV? You do so many games, and then every once in a while you get a night off because network's coming in. I mean, you probably get like 10 games off a year, right?
I usually watch anyway when we're not doing the game just so I can see what's going on.
It just seems weird.
It was Mother's Day yesterday, so, I mean, it was a night game, so that's fine. I had a chance to watch it.
But, and a chance to celebrate Mother's Day. That was nice.
I pretty much watch games on TV all every day, you know. It's just that I'm looking at the field sometimes more than the monitor.
I found it interesting. A couple of guys that with ties to the Indians Guardians organization getting let go as managers.
Rough week, man.
Derek Shelton in Pittsburgh and
oh yeah,
Bud Black in Colorado, Rick, the day after their GM came out and said, you know, we're no problem with Bud and everything's fine and blah, blah, blah. Then they lost 21-0 shortly after those comments were made, won yesterday, and then he gets fired. When a manager, you know, in Bud's situation, in Derek's situation, their teams don't have a ton of talent. What, you know, you look at the roster and you think that's the problem as opposed to the manager.
Well, it's a cruel game, and I think Pittsburgh is not a very good organization. And when Shelton got that job, what was it, 6 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, you know, they didn't have a lot of talent and they didn't rebuild. He doesn't spend any money. He doesn't, you know, if you don't spend a lot of money, and it's tough to spend money, I understand when you're in a smaller market, but you better draft and develop well. You can't mess around. You know, they got Skeens. He's great, but you're not going to win with him just because he's one of the best pitchers in the game. You've got to keep the young players going. And Colorado, too. I mean, Buddy Black, in his situation, he's got over 1,000 wins. He's almost got 1,300 wins or something like that. You know, someone's got to take the heat. And did you see who they hired about a week before they fired him? Clint Hurdle came back.
Yeah.
He's going to be the
He's now the new bench coach, right?
Something like that. So now he's squeezed right in there, and now he's the bench coach.
Yep.
So, you know, I think it's the organizations more so. And nowadays, sometimes, you know, you do have to change voices, you know, with a ball club, whether you want to or not. But you could be the best manager in the world. If you don't have the players, you're not going to win.
Plus, they did have a good – I mean, every once in a while they'll come up with a good team. But Colorado's a tough place to manage, isn't it? You got the altitude.
Yeah.
They're talking about Salt Lake coming in. You're talking about other high-altitude teams. And like I think the way you manage there has to be different than anywhere else just because – I hate to say it because of the altitude, but that's probably true.
Well, you're not going to get any pitchers there. They tried to get – you're going to have to pay more money to get a pitcher there. It's tough to pitch there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a big ballpark. The ball carries, and nobody seems to pitch well there because the ball doesn't break as much as it does in the humidity. There's so much that goes on there, and hitters like it. Because, you know, their numbers are, if you look at their home road splits, they're always a better offensive team at home because of just the way the park is. It's a tough place to play and manage. Probably tougher to manage.
Bud was good there for a while and made the playoffs and everything else.
He's been good everywhere.
Yeah, he has.
He's been good everywhere. You know, he's a baseball guy, love him to death. He started here and, you know, when he was here, he was in the front office here before he took off and started managing. He's great. You know, it's just that's the way baseball is. Somebody else is saving their job, and you get as a manager, you're hired to get fired. It's just a matter of time. And nowadays, it's a shorter period of time.
Rick, what do you think about what Daniel Schneeman has done as a guy who, you know, arrives in the majors late and looked like a utility guy last year and did a nice job, and this year it's like, wait a minute, what are you doing there, young man? Because you're really playing some ball.
It certainly is a feel-good story. You got to love a guy like that. What was he, a 33rd-round draft pick?
Yeah.
Something they don't even have that many anymore. And so for him to go down there, and he's like 28 years old, but he's finally gotten an opportunity. You know, and anytime you're in the minor leagues and you're a draft pick like that, all the high-rated guys, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, are going to get all the breaks in the world. You're always on the back end of the bus or whatever. But this kid's hung in there. He's done a terrific job. I'm happy for him because now he should be your everyday second baseman.
You think so, Rick?
Yeah, for right now, yes. The way he's playing, absolutely. Yeah, I was surprised the other day when they Philly threw the left-hander that he was sitting on the bench. I would have played him because he holds his own against left-handers too. But it didn't matter because we didn't score off Ranger Suarez. He shut everybody down.
Yeah. Oh, boy, didn't he, though. Great to have you with us. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Arch.
Hey, my pleasure. Everything going all right, boys? You got the Cavs you got to talk about now.
Yeah.
Other than Andy and me looking at each other every day for 13 or 14 years, Rick, life's great.
It's bad. At least when we were with you, we didn't have to look at each other. We just looked at the camera. Now we have to look at each other. It's brutal.
Well, I'll tell you what. Have fun, boys. Hey, you better off doing that than working for a real job.
Isn't that the truth?
Amen.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, boys. Take it easy.
We'll see you soon.
Rick Manning, Guardians TV, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Cavaliers down 3-1 to the Indiana Pacers. And the home team has won just one game so far in this series. And that was yesterday, as Indiana beating up the Cavaliers up by 41 points at halftime, biggest halftime lead in NBA playoff history, and leading by as many as 44, as the Cavaliers going from looking like world beaters in game three in Indianapolis to just getting beat to snot in game four. But this series not terribly out of whack with some of the other things going on. The NBA playoffs have been a hoot as long as you don't care about things going the way maybe you expect them to, Mr. Menigan.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, before we get too deep into those, let's get into a little media news involving the NBA and NBA partners and all that kind of stuff, and then we'll dig into the games itself. NBC has announced that Michael Jordan will be a special contributor to the project of NBC's NBA coverage.
Wow.
Yeah, no idea what that's going to mean. No idea what Michael will be paid for doing such things, but his royal heiress is going to grace us with his presence on the NBA and NBC.
We know what that means. Means NBC wrote a very big check.
Oh yeah.
It has a it has a very Gretzky feel to it, I think. Yeah. The same way that TNT, I think TNT uses Gretzky the same way. So I kind of have that feeling. In fact, I read a great story this morning that Gretzky and Jordan were playing poker or something in Vegas, and Jordan put a $5 tip down on a drink, and Gretzky picked up the $5 chip, put it back there, and then grabbed one of the $100 chips that Jordan had sitting in front of him and put that on the tray instead. And he looked at Michael and said, "This is the way we tip in Las Vegas."
Nice. Okay.
Little story for you.
Wayne Gretzky on tipping, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yeah, good. That'll be fun to hear Jordan do stuff. Michael's always been pretty blunt.
Yeah, he has, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how many stories he'll tell.
I don't know.
I think it'd be great just to hear the stories.
We'll see for sure. So the next thing out of with the NBA of NBC is they're bringing back the old voice of the NBA on NBC, Jim Fagan. using artificial intelligence because Jim Fagan had passed away in 2017. And they're going to use AI to bring his voice back for the NBA on NBC. Do we like this? This feels creepy.
Does his family get paid
for
this?
That's all I care about. Yes.
Does his family get paid?
Gentlemen, I have no idea. My assumption would be yes, but that's merely an assumption.
I don't know. I don't even remember Jim's voice on
I don't either. NBC. I don't. It's not like John Facenda. Which, by the way, if this works.
Yeah, right? They have the permission and cooperation from the Fagan family.
Okay, well, that's all that matters.
So
that means they're getting a check.
I hope so. They better. Scary, right? It's kind of scary to think about that.
It's creepy.
Yeah, it kind of is. You know, because a lot of other people actually speak and have a voice.
Right. And it means that anybody who does voiceover work, now you're going to have to not only compete with the guys around you now, but the guys around you for the past. Like, at what point are we just then going to go, okay, let's get Cosell to do this. Let's get Howard Cosell to do this intro, and we'll just pay the Cosell family.
Or if you want Cosell, you could call Chris Berman.
I always thought it was...
We'll update it. We'll have Vin Scully AI call Dodger games again. Like, it's just weird.
This is wild.
One story where I kind of think it was... kind of okay. Do you remember when Roger Ebert, you know, came down with thyroid and salivary cancer? Like, he had cancer.
Yeah, and he really couldn't speak.
And he couldn't speak at all, but he had done so many shows that they went back and clipped his voice from all of the things that he had been doing, and he would type it into a computer, and he was able to speak in his own voice through it. So I don't know. I look back at that. There could be some positive to it. I don't know. It is weird, though. You're right. It is kind of bizarre.
All right, gentlemen, let's actually get to the basketball now.
Dan's got like seven things going and two hands in there.
Pretty much, man.
The whip. Boom.
Yep, we're getting there.
Nice.
All right, let's begin with some of these other series. So let's begin at the other Eastern Conference series of the New York Knicks versus the Boston Celtics. Knicks up 2-1 in this series. The home team has yet to win a game in this series as well. The high score in this series, 115 points by the Celtics in Game 3. Before that, it was the Knicks with 108. So it has been a physical series. It has been a low-scoring series, to state the least. Jeff, what are your thoughts?
Which, by the way, remember I said that at the beginning, 1-120 is going to win, and every one of the games in the Cavs series has proved to be that.
Well, none of these
first
to 120. Hit that,
yeah. I know. This is low-scoring, yeah.
What do you think of this series? And more than anything, what do you think of the Boston Celtics three-point shooting?
I can't stand the Boston Celtics three-point shooting. It's what has made them really, really good and what can take them right out of a game. And we saw that as they blew two 20-point leads against the Knicks. Weird thing about that series to me is, man, does it mirror the Cavs and the Pacers series? You know, the road team winning each of the first two games, and then the road team down 2-0 in Game 3 goes in and kicks butt in Game 3 on the road. So that's been really weird. We'll see how the Celtics respond tonight. Maybe more so, we'll see how the Knicks respond, because the Knicks are in the exact same situation that Indiana was in last night in Game 4 against the Cavaliers. We'll see if they come up with a Pacer-like effort against the Celtics in Game 4.
All I know is it's a super tough ticket to get, isn't it? They were saying that thousands of dollars to get into the Garden for the Game 3, and then everywhere you turned, I mean, Celebrity Row was... on fire. Do they get in for free, Jeff? Do you know?
I don't believe
so. The celebrities,
so.
I got to believe they're paying, especially for...
I don't think so on playoff games.
There's just no way. I mean, there were superstar after superstar after superstar sitting... JR was there. Did you see that? J.R. Smith was there.
Oh, he was chronicling it.
Yeah.
His journey to get there with all the stops and delays and all that he had with the airports. And
like JR.
It was pretty entertaining.
I thought it was pretty entertaining, too.
Sure.
That was almost like the hors d'oeuvre for the Cavalier game, if you watched it, because there was no way Boston was going to lose Game 3. They jumped out. It was over. And
it was like the Cavs in Game 3. It was the same
thing. Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah, you're right.
The same thing.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I just... do we want Boston to tie it up? I don't know.
I don't care. I just want good basketball.
Thank you. I was just going to say the same thing.
I root for good basketball. Yeah. Good basketball beats all fandoms.
I'm not going to lie. I wanted the Knicks to win because I wanted them to be up 3-0.
Wait. I've really enjoyed watching the Knicks. I I think they play a better brand of basketball than the Celtics play. I don't mean that they're a better team. I don't know that. In the first two games of the series, the Celtics jacked up 100 threes. I mean, come on, man. Ugh.
Let's move to the Western Conference. The Oklahoma City Thunder are tied with the Denver Nuggets 2-2 for that series.
Yeah.
So let's start with one thing, and then we'll talk about the series itself, which is the difference of Game 3 and Game 4. So Game 3 was played on a Friday night. It went into overtime. The Nuggets ended up beating the Thunder 113-104. Game 4 was then on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
It was a really fast turnaround. You heard a lot of people having thoughts and complaints on the idea that these guys only had like 36 hours off, if then some, before then having to turn around and play. Do you guys play into that a little bit? Is that right that that's what happened to this? Because the final score of Game 4 was 94-87. And let me tell you, the first two quarters of that game, I'm 99% sure nobody may have hit the rim. Like, it was some bad shots.
They don't play back-to-back games 2 days in a row in the NBA playoffs, correct?
Correct.
So, who cares?
So, you think this is all just hot air?
Gut it out, fellas. Right. Same situation for both teams. The NBA will play three games in 4 days. They'll play back-to-back games. That's just the way this league plays, and that's not a bad thing. If you don't want that, then shorten the season to about 60 games and cut revenues by 25%.
And if you
see how that'll go over.
The other thing is, I mean, if you're playing, it should be advantage home team, right? If it's a quick turnaround, the advantage should go to the home team. But
and the advantage should go to the team that's playing more than five guys.
Well, that's true, too.
Which is the Oklahoma City Thunder to begin with.
Yeah.
Because the Nuggets are basically down to five guys, and four of them they trust. And one of them is Michael Porter Jr., who has, like, basically football pads on his shoulder right now because it's so goofed up.
The Nuggets had 8 points in the first quarter of that game. I mean, they had hardly anything.
Matchup, though. If you're Oklahoma City, what team would you not want to see? Probably would have been Denver, you know, with the MVP sitting there and defending champs and a little fired up after Michael Malone getting canned and everything else. That's a tough matchup for a number one seed.
Well, they flummoxed Jokic in this series, so I want to see what this ends up turning into because they've really made him work.
Well, and that's the idea, right?
And they've sped him up, and that's tough, dude, because that dude does not get sped up for anybody, and he has definitely playing at a pace that is not suited for him to play. So I want to see what Game 5 looks with on that one. Let's go.
Yeah, that's going
to
be fun. That's going
to
be fun.
Minnesota Timberwolves have a 2-1 lead over the Golden State Warriors right now. The biggest story of this series has been Steph Curry. And what is happening with his hamstring? I guess he went through a workout before Game 3. Might be able to make his way back for Game 4, which will be tonight. We'll keep you up to date on any of those through our 2020 reports. But went through a workout with that hamstring. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Because Jimmy Butler carrying the weight can only do so much.
This is the, that one's going on too series. You know, you've got the number one seeds going at it with, you know, the Cavs and Oklahoma City, and you got the Knicks and the Celtics, and then you have, what are they, the sixth and seventh seeds in the Western Conference going at it? It's like, oh yeah, those guys are playing. But it's competitive series. We'll see. Minnesota, I think, is a sneaky good team, and I think they picked up some experience that might be vital to them.
So if Steph
we'll see how they go. I do like their team.
Minnesota goes 3-1 if Steph doesn't play, don't they? Well, Minnesota picks it up. You would
think so.
Yeah. Steph's got to play. They have to have Steph to win. They have to.
You would think so.
All right, kids. And that's your NBA playoff roundup.
Rip run. Roundup. Hootin' tootin'.
Hit it one more time, will you? Thank you. Appreciate that very much.
It's kind of weird how much you like that. I'm not going to lie. Uncomfortable. Dan?
Who has stood out? Ouch. Stepped up. Who have you been impressed with? I know the Cavs are down 3-1. Who have you been impressed with? Andy just rolled his eyes. I can't wait to hear his response. It's coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
As they're in a world of hurt, they're down 3-1 to the Indiana Pacers. The 4 seed looking really good, and the number 1 seed certainly struggling. And there's no question that's been the case. Can the Cavs come back? Yeah. Outside chance?
They have to make up for Mother's Day. They've got to make it to Father's Day now. That's all. They had a bad Mother's Day, so let's just see if they can rip off 3 in a row, which, by the way, how many? The difference is that you're playing the same team over and over again, but how many times did they have 3-game winning streaks? You know, if you go back and you break up the big winning streaks.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they putting together 3 wins in a row is not a big deal for this team at all season. The problem is that you're going up against a team that, you know, knows everything about you. So there's no surprises at this point in the series.
As a team, this has been a wildly disappointing series. I don't think there's any question that this has just not gone very well. Individually, from a personal player standpoint, I do think there have been some guys who have been okay and have looked
okay.
good and solid and have done a pretty good job. I hate the fact that he's taken so many shots, and I'm not blaming him. It's probably been a necessity. Donovan Mitchell has answered the bell.
Yeah, I'm still upset with the people that were calling him out yesterday, and I don't know if it was, you know, they showed you the video of him kind of re-injuring his leg that kept him out for the end of the regular season at halftime. And by the way, I wouldn't have put him out there in the second half even if he could play. What, would you just want him to sit on the bench? TNT made the story a lot bigger than maybe it had to be, or maybe not. I don't know. He's averaging almost 30 points a game in the playoffs. So the fact that he wasn't out there absolutely 100% made it sound like it was a story. The fact that TNT had no information from the Cavaliers made it worse, and it made fans speculate that Mitchell was just like, I'm not coming back out on the floor because we're down 40, which is not fair to him at all. And so if you ask me, the Cavs dropped the ball immediately in the second half by not letting the TV crew know exactly what was going on as we sat and waited and waited. Now, my question is, how long was the TV crew sitting on that video of him nursing his ankle when he came back out for the second half?
I wonder if that's something that they knew they had and they sat on it, Andy?
Yeah.
Or if that was something that they didn't know they had, and when he wasn't there, they're like, quick. start looking for something.
Well, it was a high angle shot.
Right.
It came, was off, not a nor- and
came obviously, off the camera that sits on top of the backboard.
Right. And they weren't on the air. So, you know, when that happened, you know, that wasn't alive. So I don't know if maybe they just found it, you know, moments before that, which is fine. But if they were sitting on it, that's kind of, why wouldn't they have showed that to the fans right away? I mean,
well, because maybe that wasn't it. And they, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Okay, but you know as well as I do, they would go back and go, look, we don't have an official word from the Cavaliers because they're not talking to us right now, telling us what's going on. And you know, as a sideline reporter, both of us do in the NBA, that your job is to go find out what's going on.
Right.
It's not that hard. And you should have a contact from the team that you know you're going to talk to right away to find out when there's an injury update. And, you know, like, I can tell you this, that like when that happens to the Browns, man, the Browns are right on it. Guardians, Indians, back when we were doing that, they were right on it.
Yeah,
we knew right
they
away. Yeah, they want you to know what's going on. And so there's no, but the fact that the Cavaliers weren't saying anything to their announcing crew made it look like they let people run wild with their imaginations. Donovan got destroyed on social media. Destroyed. And there was no reason for it. Because even if he could have played down 40, I don't need my best player back out there in the second
I
half.
In fact, Andy, I know you'd have to put him out there if he was healthy, because you have to see if he can make a little run and get back into it.
But if there was any question of health.
So I think he's delivered and has done a really good job. You might disagree with me. Yesterday was not his best effort. Evan Mobley took only 7 shots in the game. He's missed one game in this series with the injury, but the first 2 games that he played in, game 1 and game 3, he had double-doubles. 20 points, 10 rebounds, 18 points, 13 rebounds. And I think it's fair to say that Evan has played well when he's been out there. Now, has he been, you know, the reincarnation of Karl Malone or Hakeem Olajuwon, as that was thrown out by Rick Carlisle? It's like getting Hakeem back in Houston. I thought, wow, that's the way to blow some smoke. Like that a lot. Yesterday, 10 points and 5 rebounds. I chalk up yesterday complete aberration for everybody on the team, or at least a complete for everybody on the team. Whether it's an aberration or not, maybe time will tell here. But I think Evan has done a pretty solid job all the way around.
No one has been consistent, though, to make me say, oh, you know, this player has. What was the initial question you asked?
Who's played well? Who have you been impressed with?
Okay, so you can't.
Who have you been impressed
like,
with?
Like, I can't argue with Donovan Mitchell's scoring performances. You know, when you're averaging almost 30 a game in the playoffs,
I hate that he's taking that many shots.
Well, but, I do too. But no one on a consistent basis has impressed me. Like, there is at one point during the Miami series, I would have said Ty Jerome. In this series, I wouldn't say Ty Jerome at all. Do I, you know, DeAndre Hunter? No. Jared Allen?
Let me talk about that guy.
Okay.
I don't know what happened yesterday. Yesterday was just so bad. And Jared Allen had 2 points and 2 rebounds. Menigan's pointing to himself. I'll bet he has some information on an MRI.
Little bit of news for you, gentlemen. Sham Sharania was on the Pat McAfee show on ESPN, had this to say.
I can report it here now. Donovan Mitchell, the Cleveland Cavaliers, all-NBA star guard. I'm told he had an MRI today. He's been diagnosed essentially with a re-aggravation of an ankle injury that he's been dealing with. So he re-aggravated his ankle, and I'm told it's expected that he's going to be a game-time decision for game 5.
Okay.
The way you were pointing to your noggin, I thought, ooh, MRI results.
Well, I was in there. MRI results.
MRI results.
Called it. Audio courtesy of ESPN.
Okay. There you go. I don't know what happened.
Probably got it from his agent.
So we'll
see.
Got that
from?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Game time decision. Cavs have...
Anybody surprised by that? I'm not. Are you surprised?
No.
No.
Can I just throw out for you, though?
Mm-hmm.
This year, when Donovan Mitchell hasn't played... And it's not the playoffs, okay? I get that. We all get that. When Donovan Mitchell hasn't played this year, the Cavaliers, I had it written down here. Where is it? They're 9-2 without Donovan Mitchell this year. That said,
they were 1.1 seconds away from winning without three guys the other day, too.
Has anything made you think that they're going to win against Indiana without Donovan Mitchell? Not me. But in the regular season, they were 9-2 without Donovan Mitchell. And one of the losses was the last game when everybody sat against Indiana.
Right.
So you could make the argument they were 9-1 without Donovan Mitchell. He missed the last four games of that regular season with that ankle injury. Hmm. Jared Allen yesterday, 2 points and 2 rebounds. I have no idea what happened to Jared Allen because I thought he had played pretty well. In game two, he had a double-double, 22 points, 12 rebounds. In game three, a double-double, 19 points and 12 rebounds. He had played really well. And then Jared just, like the rest of the team, disappearing yesterday. And I thought that was rough, real rough. And I think Max Strus has had a couple of really good games, 23 points in game two. He had 20 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists in the nice win in game three. And Max, you know, Max had kind of the stigma that he was not a good postseason player. And though he hasn't been great every game, I think he's been pretty good in a couple of games. And if you're Max, I think you've eliminated some of that. I'm not a good postseason player.
Again, let me go back to your original question on this thing. Like, who has impressed you in this series? No one's knocked my socks off. I mean, it'd be Donovan, but,
Donovan's the only guy.
He's been taking
it's
a
been
ton
out of necessity.
Shots. And,
yeah,
and so I just – and maybe that's what the problem is that there no. Again, you might need people to step up every game, somebody different to win, which is perfect, right? But I don't know that we've seen that. Not in this series, that's for sure.
The one thing about
they've been inconsistent at best.
Yeah. The one thing about this team, Andy, is you've had different guys do it all year long. Now, Jarrett with 2 points and 2 rebounds that's out of character. But I thought the double doubles in games 2 and 3 were pretty clutch by Jarrett. I thought he was very good. Evan with a couple of double doubles in the 3 games he's played, that's pretty good. I don't know what the chalk yesterday up to. Nobody was good in that game, and whatever that was. But I think a couple of guys have had some pretty good efforts for the Cavaliers so far. Kevin's in Cuyahoga Falls. Kevin?
Hey, Kev.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Moderate. How's that sound? I'm just kind of – we all sat here and we all think, okay, well, if there's ever a franchise that can come back from 3-1, it's the Cavaliers. But LeBron's not here right now, so that doesn't help. And I just – they got waxed yesterday. I mean, just crushed.
Yeah, they got whacked hard. Hey, you know, I'm going to answer your question. You're asking, you know, is physical play in the playoffs amped up? And the answer is yes, definitively. As you guys know, I love numbers. And the biggest one of all is the number of free throws per possession. And if you look at it in this playoff so far, it's the lowest it's ever been recorded. And it's down over 30% from the regular season. So clearly, just from that, you know, just using the numbers alone – the refs are swallowing their whistles just from that alone.
And although yesterday the Cavs were at the line, what, 40 times? If they don't hit those 35 points at the line, imagine if they were cold from the free throw line. That would have been, I mean, the rest of the game was bad enough.
It would have been a complete disaster. But also, the other thing, has anybody watched the other playoffs? I mean, at this point, I mean, I think Marshawn Lynch would be so proud of Jason Tatum when he comes down the lane lowering his shoulder at guys. I mean, he looks like an NFL running back when he's coming down the lane. It's ridiculous. And, you know, it's not just the East. I mean, did you see the no-call play where Aaron Gordon ends with a black eye and a fat lip? I mean, let's just be honest. The refs are letting these guys play. And so my concern is, yes, the Cavs have really looked outmanned and outmuffled against Indiana. But let's be honest. If this version of the Cavs can't handle Indiana, what's going to happen if they even get by to Boston or New York? I mean, those teams are even more physical and play even harder. So I just shake my head at this Cavs team and just say, look, and I think, Andy, you said it, sometimes you got to be able to get smacked in the face and turn around and say, now it's my turn. And, you know, whatever it is, I don't know what it is, this Cavs team seems to shrink a little bit when the other team comes out really hard and strong to start the game. And it looked like they got intimidated to me, is what it looked like to me. And there is no way in the NBA playoffs you're going to go very far if you get intimidated by another team just because they get a little rough with you and the refs aren't calling the whistle. So you gotta go with what they're giving you. And if they're letting you play tough, you play tough just as back. And I guess I didn't see any of that yesterday at all, and I got really disappointed just from that aspect of it with our Cavs.
Kevin, thank you very much. I think everybody feels that way. I wonder how Sam Amico feels about that aspect of this series. And what happened yesterday? Maybe Sam has an explanation. He's from HoopsWire, and he's next, right here on Baskin and Phelps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.